Of course, everybody wants children, Eineklach, Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Hashem, V'mashkiyim their chinuch. Unlike Eretz Yisrael, out there, chinuch is expensive. And people do schools. All too often, the messages we're really giving our children, without saying so, are working in the other direction. No, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, there's a shefa. Frum Yidden, yeshiva light, are affluent in a way that's it almost never existed. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, and the amount of tzedak and chesed that's done, just constantly growing. And so is the Gashmis. I remember what Lakewood looked like when I was there. Basically slums. I mean, the mysterious nefesh was apparent. There was nothing but Torah. There was nothing else. So Baruch Hashem, again, I'm Baruch Hashem, there's a shefa. There's a shefa. And it's not like we believe that poverty is a value. We don't believe that the goal in life is to be poor. The question is, at what point are you giving your kids the wrong message? Comes on many levels. Number one, at what point are you overdoing it? At what point is it too much? It's a very difficult thing to say. You know, everything is relative. Everything is relative. What's considered maestris? What's considered normal? There's no objective standard. There's no objective standard. You know, talk to an old-time Yerushalayimer, although I'll have to say, Meir Sharon doesn't look like it used to. The whole world has changed. No, you don't have the mansions, but it's not what it was. The cobblestone floors in the houses are being replaced by well, I don't know, by your standards, I'm not sure what that looks like, but what here is considered very luxurious. So, in terms of giving objective rules of what's too much, that's not right, that's not fair. It's a personal decision. The question is, what is the place of Gashmius in the home? How much time does one invest? How much of an issue does one make of things? Yeah, you're building a house and if you go to court over a couple of chip tiles or something. I'm so afraid of giving examples. And I'm telling you, you know, if you make them replace the new luxurious toilet because it's got a scratch on it, what are you telling your kids? What are you telling your kids? Gashmius is nice, there's nothing wrong with that. But that Gashmius is so important. It's values, it's priorities. How you make decisions in life. Yeah, I'm going to try to be careful, but I know I'm going to make mistakes. So take it with a grain of salt, but understand what I'm trying to get across. No, your wife does not have to be a shifcha knanis. And depending on the size of your home and what it takes to clean it, and even with all the cleaning help available, she may find Pesach overwhelming. And but when the memories of Pesach to kids are the hotel that they were at, and the chocolate fountains, Pesach is about emuna. The chiris, the aristocracy, the heseva, doesn't mean chocolate fountains. It's being an elevated people. So, you know, Chazal say, Pas ba melech teichal, mai mam sura tishtem, al oretz tishon, chai yitzhar tichye, ba toira ta omul ima to yise kein ashrecho, ve toilach ashrecho bo ilma ze, toilach bo ilma bo. What do they mean? They mean lemaise, we should all be sleeping on the floor and then we'll have a better olam hazeh. Is that what Chazal mean? Is that what our ancestors did? Is that what G'dayli Yisrael did? What's pshat? What are Chazal telling us? I'll tell you pshat. You can enjoy Gashmius. You can't need Gashmius. You can't need Gashmius. It can't be that when things aren't on the level that you're used to them, you're down. You can't learn. It affects your ruchnis. It can't be. Gashmias could be nice when you have it, but you're okay without it. If you have to eat pasta, melech, and mayim b'masura, you'll survive, you'll be okay. It's nice to have a lot more than pasta and mayim b'masura. And it's fine, and enjoy it. And thank the Rabbanu Shem for it. What do we say by Birkis Ilanis? What was it all created for? Lanas ben b'nei Adam. The Baruch Hashem loves us. He gives us everything. He made a beautiful world for us. Yes, and the Yerushalmi Taka says, we'll be nitpa. I'm not tasting everything there is that's kosher. We'll be nitpa on any piece of gashmias that we had an opportunity to have. Something new. And we didn't want to enjoy it. The Baruch Hashem made it for us and we don't try it. Gashmias is beautiful. Even food. You know, if it's not really edible, you don't make a bracha on it. The bracha is a birkas hanenin. It's for the hanoshib. So much so that if you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha on water. It's healthy. It says v'chalta v'savota. It doesn't say v'chalta and you'll be healthy. We're talking about the physical sensation. We're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for creating things that taste good. It didn't have to be that way. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't have to create us in a way that we needed food. He created us in a way that we need food. And He created all different kinds of foods and they taste good. And He gave humanity, He gave all the Marishan, the Nevuah, to be able to understand that you can dry grain and then ground it and mix it with water and put in some other ingredients and you know you make a dough and it rises and then you bake it and you get pas for us. And yes, like everything else with all the new technologies today, food is so, there's so many different variations. You can do so many different things and make sure it cooks evenly. And we thank the Rabbeinu Shem for that. We thank the Rabbeinu Shem for that. He did it for us. What did He create it for? Gashmi is just an isayin, nothing else. He created it for us. It was a matana. He loves us. But when we come enslaved to Gashmi's, then we're in trouble. Ourselves and Kolshkin with regard to the messaging to our kids. And when you make decisions based on Gashmis that are at the expense of whether it's your kids' values, their chinuch, take them to a place that we really dreamt of going there. But it's Molly Preetz's. This is not a place to take teenage kids. But. What are you telling them? You're telling them that what life is about is Gashmis. You're giving it a value. You're making it priority. To make Gashmis priority, you're telling your kids that you know what? Machoi vosoi be'olamoi. Gashmi. Lisaneg. And a new steak. That's not what you want to tell them. I'm sure that's not what you want to tell them. But that's what they're hearing. That's what they're hearing. That's what they're seeing. And you get something new and you make such a gadilla over it. You want your kids to be ruchni. You have to show an exuberance for Torah mitzvahs. And when you say a word over at the table, you're saying it with an excitement. Whether or not they get what you're saying, even young kids that don't understand. You say over a word in the middle of a sugi and the kids aren't holding, they don't know what you're talking about, but they see the exuberance, you know, that does for them. They see this is where your heart is at. This is what speaks to you. Gashmis is nice. But not that it's got a mokum in your head that takes up so much of your machshavas. And maybe think twice about, is this really important? Yeah, it's nice, but maybe it's a little too much. The first thing is gashmius, and there's something that comes along with that. And we have to understand the value system of Western society today. And you may think that when we talk about Western society, we're talking about these left-wing liberals and it has nothing to do with us. No, no, no. What is the number one value in Western society today? You know what it is? Comfort. Physical comfort, emotional comfort. It's outside my comfort zone. The word safety now has totally different connotations. What does the word safety mean? I don't feel safe. I feel vulnerable. I feel uncomfortable. I may be forced to do something I'm not used to doing, or I really didn't want to consider doing. To a Yiddish, to steig. To steig, to grow, means to leave your comfort zone. It's to do something that's beyond where you're holding now. It's to dare take another step. Comfort and growth are astira. Society invests the majority of its resources in making life more comfortable. That is the metzius. And it's difficult to say that we haven't bought into that. How can we expect our kids to really grow? Really grow, I mean, not just do what everyone else is doing, but to really make demands on themselves. Yes, in Torah, in Tefillah and Avodas Hashem, in Midas, in Ben Adam LaChavera, to do like everyone else is doing, fine. And maybe even to keep the chumras that everyone else is doing in the society. But to really grow, that real next step. And everyone's got their thing. Everyone has their collection of midas that they have to overcome. And it's so much easier just to keep another chumra than to work on one's midas. And a real kesher with the Rabbanu Shlalom in davening. I don't just mean a long Shemoneh Esrei because you have a lot of things to ask for. I mean a long Psuka de Zimra. Really singing to the Rabbanu Shlalom. A real kesher with the Rabbanu Shlalom. Because that's real. That's not just doing what everyone's doing. A real personal relationship with the Rabbanu Shem, which makes the difference. It makes the difference in Yerushalayim. The Rabbanu Shem is really there. Yerushimayim Avos Hashem. But go a little further. We've been talking about Gashmis. In the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, you find in the Rishonim, the Chinuch, it's based on the Rambam, that anyone that is oisik in Gashmias, l'shem Gashmias, is being mevatel Avos Hashem. Gashmias, l'shem Gashmias. It's with a cheshbon. Makes my life more pleasant. I'm a more upbeat person. I can be better over Hashem. I can be nicer to other people. With a cheshbon. That's not a bit of Avos Hashem. Gashmis l'shem Gashmis, no other end. Which means that the ikur of being a yid is to live with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Even Talmud Torah, as much as the Nefesh HaChayim tells us that Talmud Torah is not just Dveikis, and when you're learning you shouldn't think about Dveikis. You should think about the sugya you're learning. There should be no room in your mind to think about Dveikis. But then he says, really what it's about is Dveikis. You just shouldn't think about it when you're learning. You davik b'Hashem through chachmaso yizbara. And you should remember that before you learn and after you learn. But while you're learning, just be involved in the sugya. Nothing exists except for what you're learning. And the Mesillas Yesharim. Chivoso v'lom is lisanik al Hashem. In oilam hazeh. Like he says, kirvas al Hashem li toiv. Kirvas al Hakim. Kirvas al Hakim li toiv. But that's the tachlis. Yeah, you read that in the Mesillas Yesharim, but what does that have to do with living? How real is that? And really, the most important thing we have to teach our kids is the Rabbeinu Shem's really there. Talk to him. He loves you. He cares about you. When there is yoinis in life, it's the Rabbeinu Shem building you. He only loves you and nothing else. And the golden life is Kirvas Elohim. This is what we've got to do, and we've got to give this over to our children and our grandchildren. We have to give this over. Where is this happening? Agav. I've spoken to different people that are oisik in chinuch. I asked them, how come the Rabbeinu Shalom isn't really so much in the curriculum? You know, it's a bit surprising. So he asks me, where did you get it from? I told him I got it at home. He said, well, that's what it's supposed to be. That's what's supposed to be. It's poshit. That your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're supposed to be getting at home. There's no expectation that that's what they're going to give you in yeshiva, in whether it's elementary school, whether it's mesifta. That's not what it's about. A real relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, you should be getting at home. That's their assumption. It's not like they forgot about the Rabbeinu Shalom. Oh, you know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kum, not the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a davar pashit. When Rabbi Shua ben Gamla was metakin the idea of going to a malamed instead of lamatim oisim is b'neichem, that was only with regard to giving over Torah, giving over the basics. Excuse me, give the basics of Yiddishkeit. The Rabbeinu Shalom, a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Avos Hashem, real Yerushalayim. That's supposed to come from the home. So we have to give it. have to give it. Are we giving that by pampering our kids with gashmis? Tell you, there's a big debate in America, I'm sure you're aware of it, among the Rosh Yeshiva. At a certain point, should Bochrim be encouraged to go to Eretz Yisrael or not to go to Eretz Yisrael? Many of the Rosh Yeshiva are against it. They tell me there are too many distractions in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm for their coming here. Someone's got to take care of them. It shouldn't be Hefker. You have to have some way of knowing that they're in good hands. But you know what? The number one thing they get when they come to Eretz Yisrael? Same priorities. Gashmi is here. People have more than they used to. But Gashmi does not play a role. People do not make decisions on the basis of Gashmi. A person's financial status means nothing in terms of how people are mechabit. Means nothing. Who are you? Your Torah. Your Midas. That's what counts. Gashmius means nothing. That is the number one thing they learn here. And they grow because of it. When they learn that comfort is not what you live for, then they're capable of growing. They don't have a comfort zone anymore. You know, it's an Eis Tzara now in Eretz Yisrael. You don't feel it, Baruch Hashem, you don't feel it here. But it's an Eis Tzara. I mean, people's lives are in danger. You know what an Eis Tzara does? I mean, if you knew anything about what was going on here before Simchas Torah, in the general public, Sinas Chinam reached levels unprecedented. Unprecedented. Overnight, it disappeared. Overnight, it disappeared. What happened? You see, when your life is on the line, you start realizing how much of a big deal you made over Narishkeit. Your priorities are straightened out. Be'etzem Rabbeinu Yoina more or less says it with regard to Yisurim. Teres Avram talks about it also. There's something natural. Even if somebody is not nis'oyer to do tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina pretty much tells us that Yisurim change a person. What's he talking about? How do the Yisurim change? So people say, yeah, it's a kapora. He's talking about steiging, that a person mamish grows from Yisurim. How does one grow from Yisurim? Yisurim basically give us sober priorities. We recognize what's important and what's not. So what happened? Oy, halavai. Halavai, the tzara should go, but the change in the society should remain. You've got to have same priorities. In Gashmias, there's so much room for hashchosa in Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. In the jealousy and outdoing this one and outdoing that one. That's in Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. In Bein Odom L'Mokrim, there are so many distractions. Push it to get priorities straight. Yes, Gashmias is nice, but it's trivial. That's not what life is about. Giving our kids same priorities. What for what? What for what? I've said this, whether you want to call it pshat or drush. You know, the koyin by opinion aben says, but my boy is tfei. But my boy is tfei. My boy is tfei. You want your kid or five sloyim? What's the shayla? So first, you know, everyone says it's, do you really have a choice? It's a mitzvah's pidyon. You don't have a brera. You can't take the other side. It's poshut. Good. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came along and he said, it's a formality. That's the nusach of pidyon. The nusach of pidyon is I'm choosing this over that. Okay. The problem is that the Ramah takes this very seriously. The Ramah writes, you should know, if you want to give the kohen the child and keep the five slime, you can't do that. Who was the Ramah talking to? Someone's willing to sell his child, his bechor, for five slime? Who's he talking to? So not directly, but indirectly he's talking to a lot of people I know who make decisions in life that affect their kids on the basis of money. If you choose what moisit to send your kid to on the basis of money, you're saying, you're saying you want the money. If you know the better place for your kid to steig is the more expensive one, you choose the cheaper one. You're choosing money over your kid. If you choose to live in a place that's not ideal for your kids because it's better for your parnasa, you're choosing money over your kid. If you choose a lifestyle that's better for your gashmias, but not so good for your kids, you're choosing gashmias over your kids. Pshat in the Ramah, I don't know. Of course not. But it's so true. It's so true. And what are you telling them? What are you telling them? They don't see what's going on. As they grow up, they don't realize what happened. What are we doing here? Your kids are priority. Your kids are priority. The statements you're making to your children by your lifestyle. That's the Iker Chinuch. not the school is, and not what you tell them. All the drushes in the world are worth nothing if your lifestyle is saying something else. And what they hear as they're going through the yeshiva system isn't going to work either if there's a steer at home. Everyone knows that. That was a failure of the day school system before they started education for the parents. When kids were coming from fry homes and going to schools, they learned one thing and they saw something else at home. It was Yadua. Rav Elchanan said that in the very beginning of the day school system in America. He said, it's not going to work till you start adult education for the parents. Because if there's a steer at home, then what they see in school is worthless. So it's not just that the parents are fry. The parents could be good and frum and yeshiva-lite. But if what they're seeing is gashmius is priority, and we can't do without our gashmius. And the Iker of Yontif is where we go. What are you teaching your kid about Yontif? What are you teaching your kid about life, about Yiddishkeit altogether? Yeah, I know. There are a lot of different shittas and chinuch out there today, and there are classes for men and classes for women. The first thing is, how are you living your life? What are they seeing? Not just how you talk to your kids. What are they seeing at home? Not talking about averus. Talking about priorities. I think the message is clear. I think you got it. The Irish should help. All of our chalaimis, what we want, our kids, and our einiklach, they should all be niskayim. We should certainly not mess it up. We should be good role models ourselves. We should be zaycha, tamamish, dairus, yesharim, rachim, tamidei hachamim, yirei Hashem, Oy have Hashem, Oy have Yisrael. We should be zoiche to be Yisrael Tzedek, Meir v'Yamein.